lessons from Megillas Esther. So what we're going to do this year after the Shema in the next few weeks is pick a few topics that come up in the Megillah and discuss them from the perspective of life, discussing life issues. What I'm going to do today, though, is actually a little bit backwards. I'm going to go all the way to the end of the Megillah. I guess that's for Purim. There's nothing. What's backwards is normal, what's normal is backwards. So we're going to do something v'nachofu. I want to analyze a little bit with you what Simchas Purim is about. And what we're going to argue today is that Simchas Purim is really something that's not unique to Purim. Simchas Purim is actually the essence of understanding what is Simcha in life. So I want to share with you two psukim in the Megillah. That's all the way at the end. So we're going to what we're going to be doing now is framing how to understand Megillas Esther in general, the Yom Tov of Purim, and we'll probably continue when we go Keseder in the Megillah as well, coming back to some of these themes. But take a look at all the way in the end of the Megillah. Esther asks for the holiday of Purim to be a holiday that's going to be remembered forever. And the Pasuk describes in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yutes, in the edition that most of you have in front of you, it's page 248, Pasuk says, Al Kain HaYehudim HaProzim, Hayoshim Bari Prozos, Osim Es Yom Arba Asla Chodesh Adar, Simcha U'mishdev Yom Tov, U'mishloach Manos Ishla Re'eu, a day of joy, of Mishte, a Yom Tov, and sending Mishloach Manos. Three psukim later, the Gemara in Megillah points out that actually what's Nikba L'doros is a little bit different. What does the Pasuk say? It says that the holiday of Purim was Lasos Osam Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha U'Mishloach Manos Ishel Re'eyu U'Matanos Lev Yom. Let's make the diuk that the Gemara makes. What's missing in the second Pasuk that you have in Pasuk Yutes? Yom Tov. The Gemara says that Esther originally wanted Purim to be a Yom Tov with an Isser Malacha. The Gemara discusses that really on Purim there's a minhag not to do Malacha, but there is no Isser of Malacha. Esther wanted a Yom Tov with an Isser Malacha. She didn't get it. And then there's another difference, and that is the order. It's described as a day of Simcha U'mishtev Yom Tov. Yet over here, in Pasuk Chav Beis, what was Nikba L'doros is Mishteh the Simcha. The Mishteh and then the Simcha. Rav Yitzchak Sirotskin in his Sefer suggests that as the Gemara describes, Esther wanted Purim to be a full-fledged Yom Tov. A full-fledged Yom Tov has mitzvah and Simcha of the day. But Purim, Chazal told us, would not be a day of Yom Tov. That doesn't have Simcha in that day. This has an afkamina lahalacha, that according to many Rishonim, there's avelus on Purim itself, because Purim is not a day of Yom Tov. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal got married on a Purim Mishulash, and his chasen's drasha was why there's no problem of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha the Simcha, because Purim itself is not a Yom Tov. And somehow that's going to explain to us, I believe, why the Pasuk says that we have Mishta, and from the Mishta comes the Simcha. In order to understand what I mean by that, that from the Mishta comes the Simcha, I want to broaden our look of Purim. The Gemara in Shabbos, Adaf Peches, tells us that we were Mekabel Torah twice. What were the two times we were Mekabel Torah? Har Sinai and Purim. The Gemara says, Hadar Kiblu B'Meach HaShverosh. that we accepted it, they, again, Ahasuerus. How does Gemara describe that we accepted the Torah at Har Sinai originally? That's right. Har Sinai was hanging over our heads. And Hashem said, accept this, and if not here, we'll be Shamtek Furaskan. There is going to be where you're going to be buried. And then it says, Hadir Kibul Me'achashverosh. I saw the name of the Chachma Musar. I heard something similar from Rebbe Nachman. So it's then quoted in a Sefer that Maimon Har Sinai and Purim are opposites of each other. In what way? The simple reading of the Gemara is that literally HaKadosh Baruch Hu hung Har Sinai over our heads. But there's another way of understanding it, and that is we didn't have a choice. We didn't have a choice. We were out there in the Midbar, and there was nothing except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we weren't going to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we had nothing. But to recognize in this world Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, that's something that's not easy. And that is what the Sfas Emes describes as the Kabbalah of Ahava of Purim. Of course, everybody knows, and this is why the end is just as much connected to the beginning. The introduction to Megillas Esther always is that the name is called Esther, and how many times is Hashem's name found in the Megillah? None. The Gemara asks, Esther min HaTorah minayim v'anochi hastir astir espanai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hidden. Hadar kiblu v'meyach HaShveirosh. What's Hadar kiblu v'meyach HaShveirosh? That in the days of HaShveirosh, we found HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the Hester, where we could have justified and say, it just happened to be that Donald Trump was elected president. It just happened to be that Ahasuerus was this, and Haman was that, etc., etc., etc. Or you see the Yad Hashem. By the way, Trump and Ahasuerus, it's not a bad dimion, two of them together. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehakol Nia B'dvarav. That everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehakol Nia B'dvarav. Yom Tov is a time where we used to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and we used to see the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esther wanted it to be Yom Tov. And what did the Chachamim say? It's not going to be a Yom Tov. Simple pshat in the Gemara is Esther wanted more and they gave her less. Says the Zohar in its inevitable way. No, that's not the pshat. Everybody knows the Zohar that says the Yom HaKippurim is Yom Kippur is like Purim. There are many ways to explain it. According to the way we're understanding it now, this is directly related to life's lessons. We'll get there shortly how it's life's lessons. You know what it means? It means as follows. To find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the daily routine where there's Hester, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Gashmias, that's the ultimate in Avodas Hashem. How does the year end? How does the Jewish year end? It ends with Purim. Purim's kol el hakol. Purim is the idea to take all the messages of Yom Kippur and all the other Yom Tovim and being able to find it in a place that people think that there is no Kedusha. It's well known that there are two world religions that try to imitate Yadus. Christianity and Islam. And what was the thing, aside from the fact that Sheker, and one of them is clearly Avodah Zarah, but what is it that they tried to take, they imitated from Yadus, that they can never bring over? The one thing is Kedusha and Gashmias. Kedusha and Gashmias. Rabbi Tat says beautifully, Nichnas Yayin, when the wine comes in, Yatsa So, the secret of Klal Yisrael comes out. The Muslim who murdered a girl on Erev Shabbos. That's the same religion that doesn't know how to use wine in a way that's elevated. Christianity, what they did was they couldn't look at marriage of husband and wife as being relevant to holy people. Nichnas Yain Yatzaso. The secret of Klal Yisrael is that when there's Mishteh, then Simcha in Avodas Hashem could come from Mishteh. Simcha from Avodas Hashem could come from Mishteh. So that's the Pshat the Psukim. Esther wanted a Yom Tov, and Chacham said, we're going to give you something more. We're going to give you the culmination of Avodas Hashem, the end of the year. The sofa, Kol HaYomim Tovim. But the sof Kol HaYomim Tovim is not going to be a Yom Tov itself. It's going to be the time in which your Mekadesh Gashmias. Isn't that amazing? And therefore, the Simcha is going to come from the Mishnah. By the way, it's Nachkamina L'Nias Daiti. A person should only drink wine on Purim. B'Tocha Se'uda. If you take a look at the Rambam, the mitzvah is Dafka the Se'uda. Purim, the mitzvahs are B'Tocha Se'uda. Even Mishloach Manos is B'Tocha Se'uda. It's Me'a Se'uda. Tocha Se'uda. It's all about being the Kedushas HaChag, the Kedushas HaYom comes from the Mishkan. Oh, now we get to life's lessons. How would you expect Shulchan Aruch to end? With which holiday? Kaftar Ferach, Purim. Why? The last holiday of the year. What's the last words of the Ramah? How does Shulchan Aruch end? For all Ashkenazic Jews, quotes a very interesting pasuk in Mishlei: "Toiv leiv mishta tamid." A good heart is always in party, so it's like a nice, beautiful way to end. It's Purim, toiv leiv mishta tamid. But there's another tamid in Tanakh, and it's quoted of all places, the first comment of the Ramah in all of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. How does Ramon Orachaim start? Another Talmud. Shvisi Hashem v'negdi Samech. Kadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be in front of you all the time. Which one is it? Are you supposed to be partying all the time? Or is that Kadosh Baruch Hu supposed to be in front of you all the time? What's the Ramon saying?
Both.
Said both are true. They're the exact same thing. Toiv leiv and Mishneh Talmud and Shvisi Hashem v'negdi Samech, that same thing. But when a Talmud starts in Shana Aleph, you have to start with him, Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samim. But you should know the goal is to reach the point where that Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samim is no different than Tov Leiv Mishta Tamid. And that's the secret of Klal Yisrael. That's the secret of Klal Yisrael. So it's a life lesson already, because that's Shulchan Aruch. That's what Shulchan Aruch is all about. It's starting from a place of Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samim, where you're Mekadesh every single part of your life. There are halachas of how we go to the bathroom, there are halachas of how we get married, there are halachas of how we eat, v'chule, 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 every single part. It ends, Tov Leiv Mishta Tamid. That every single part of Avodas Hashem is for Tov Leiv, could be looked at in a way that's positive, it's not dreary, it's not something that's hanging over us, Shom Tehei Kfuraschem, but rather to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even what the rest of the world thinks is Hester. Ooh, ah. What a beautiful yisod that turns out on the standpoint of. What's the life lesson? What's the life lesson? A lot of times when Talmidim are thinking, and I want to hear what you have to say about this as well. Talmidim are thinking about going on to the next stage of life. So then it's going to be a struggle, they say. The Talmud is going on and he's going to yeshiva and college. How he's going to balance the yeshiva and the college. If he's getting married, so now he's got an old parnasa. Of course, the famous Gemara in Kedushin. Are you supposed to get married before you have a parnasa? Are you supposed to get married afterwards? Gemara says, Rechayim b'tzavaro. Person's going to have the ola parnasa and the yasuk b'torah, and then in such a case, he could be osik b'torah. So the Gemara says, maybe he should learn first before he gets married. Again, the Gemara Suffolk, I might have spoke before. The Gemara Suffolk is whether they're supposed to get married first and then learn, or learn and then get married. So Gemara says there, when you get married, there's an old parnasa. So some Talmidim think that they have grown so much in yeshiva, they say, okay, I've worked on my ruchnias and so on, and now I've got to find these small places for ruchnias in my life. Kabbalah's HaTaira is finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Hester. The Medrash that we spoke about in the Beis Medrash a couple of weeks ago says Nisava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lodur B'Tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live in the Tachtonim, in the lower worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And Megillas Esther ends the year. It's called Esther to emphasize the idea that Avodas Hashem, the ultimate, the pinnacle of Avodas Hashem, that Yom Kippur is just like Purim, but the ultimate is to be able to find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every part of your life. And the life lesson, therefore, is that everything we do for 24/7 is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're going to school for a profession, then you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're cleaning up your room, you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Rebbe Rav Rashi used to say, speaking about cleaning one's room, he used to say, when you go home for Pesach, your parents are not going to judge whether yeshiva was good for you by whether you're able to read the Gemara better. Many parents are not interested in that. And even if a parent is interested, which father has time for the last 2 weeks before Pesach to sit down and learn with their son Gemara? But you know how they're going to judge whether yeshiva transformed you? It's how you help out at home, how you help out cleaning at home. And it's not only the way your parents are going to judge you, it's also the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges you. Are you able to look at every single one of your responsibilities as Avodas Hashem? And that's going to affect your Shalom Bayis. You know why? Because it comes back to the bracha of Shahakol Niyah Bidvaro. If your wife asks you to help when you thought that you were going to be able to learn, and at the end of the day, in your intellect, you know it's the right thing for you to listen to her request, so then it's Shahakol Niyah Bidvaro. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be doing at that time. So then you're able to do that besimcha. That you're able to do it with joy. And at the end of the day, those husbands who really help their wives are going to have more time to learn than those husbands that don't. That's the way it works. In our Shalom Bayis classes, I discuss why, what the magic behind that is. But that requires a person to be able to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only when you're learning Chumash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only when you're davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only when you're doing that amazing chesed trip. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is every part of your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also when you're tying your shoelaces. Every single part of our life. And that's the ultimate. My great-grandmother, Bubba Chana, was killed by the Nazis al Kiddush Hashem. On Yom HaKippurim, she used to stand the entire Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur were angels. I don't think her descendants are able to do that, but we tried to do 1/100 for that. But that's not who we really are. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see the world once a year from the perspective of angels. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make you and I a malach. You know, a malach is an omed. A malach stays in one place. He has a kafkin and he does it, and he goes back, right back to his place. We describe that the malachim jump, and in Kabbalah they describe that malachim jump galaxies and galaxies when they say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. That's why we ourselves imitate the malachim. But they come back to the same place. A malach never changes. An Adam who's on much lower vibration than a Malach, he's a Mahalach. He's always moving. That's why we have Halacha, and Malachim don't have Halacha. Because every part of our life, every part of our movement, is all part of trying to make that Halicha, that going, one in which that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Dira B'Tachtonim, has a Dira with us. And so that's why Yom Kippur is the beginning of this man. It's not the end of the Zman. It's not the completion. It's not the Makkah B'Patish. The Makkah B'Patish is Purim. But it's not only Yeshiva Zman, but it's also the Jewish calendar as well. The last months are Adar, and then Nisan we start all over again. Nisan we start out as babies. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Navi Yechezkel describes, Vat Eirom V'Eryo, that you were entirely like a baby that was entirely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I found you in the fields and I cleaned you off like a mother who takes care of a baby. And then we go through the whole process of the year, and the pinnacle is Hester. The pinnacle of Avodas Hashem is Avodas Hashem where there's Hester. And that's such an important life lesson. Such an important life lesson to be able to take every single part of our Avodas Hashem in terms of being the Kaddish. We're basically out of time. I want to let you go back to Beis Medrash and learn. Any thoughts and questions about the general Yisod? The practical application is in terms of how you look at the times when you're not learning. Practical application is, how do you look at your summer job? How do you look at an internship? How do you look at going to school? All of those parts. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to find the Hester in our lives. And we're going to continue in Mirtz Hashem the next few weeks, going through Megillas Esther, picking out those life lessons.